Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It is the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danka, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang. Last week was a big one for us because the budget 2020 and the supplementary budget was announced last week, and the aim was to help Singaporeans and businesses in all sectors deal or further deal with this COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, it was quite thorough. It was keeping us very busy on Friday morning.
I think
morning.
It was more detailed than in the actual budget in February.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot in it that we needed to look at. The outbreak, of course, makes this a real rescue situation. Mm. Lots of measures, like we were just saying, to combat the outbreak and deal with the aftermath. But behind this immediate concern, there are ongoing efforts to smooth over existing issues as well.
Okay, so let's talk about this recent resilience budget that was announced, right? Owners of qualifying commercial properties that have been badly affected by the coronavirus outbreak will not need to pay property tax for 2020. And this is an enhancement from the initial announcement that was made in budget 2020 in February.
Yeah, the enhancement would cost the government about $1.8 billion in total, according to the Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, Mr. Heng Swee Keat. And according to the ministry, this is the first time the government has given a 100% property tax rebate for qualifying commercial properties. It's quite something.
Yeah, the move, which is a big step from 15 to 30% property tax rebates announced in last month's budget, aims to help landlords and with cash flow issues. A property tax rebate of 30% for 2020 will also be given to other non-residential properties, such as offices and industrial properties.
But the question has to be asked, how has COVID-19 affected the property sector? Has it put it on a hold? And what should we expect from the property market in 2020?
Well, on the line with us this morning is Desmond Sim, Head of Research, Southeast Asia at CBRE. Desmond, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Elliot. Morning, Manisha.
So let's talk about the COVID-19 impact on the property market. In just one quarter, what kind of slump have you seen so far?
Well, the key thing is no one is spared, isn't it? So yeah. We've already seen, we are closing our Q1 numbers for this year for both commercial properties, for office and retail. We are seeing the impact where rents are getting slightly off. Some corrections are going in line. So definitely it's going to be a very, very tough market, the first nine months, first three quarters for this year.
Wow.
At least.
Yeah. Desmond, are you able to share any of the numbers so that we can really understand?
Well, I think for Q1, because it ranges from January to March, so the impact is rather negative. But we are definitely making changes to our forecast. And let's take office values to begin with. STI index is a very, very good leading indicator for rentals. So definitely we are looking at rental corrections ranging around 10%, at least.
Desmond, just to qualify a bit, ahead of the first quarter, at the end of last year, and just to remind all of us, was the projection positive before this spread of COVID-19 happened?
Well, to be honest, I think the office market is to have reached the peak. Mm. The good thing about the office market is cyclical. It is very, very packed towards supply. We are throwing a little bit of caution of demand pre-COVID. But in the first place, retail has always been structural anyway. Mm. So we have been struggling with e-commerce. We've been struggling with what we call consumerism. So this COVID is really a kick in the face, you know, to basically... To put it in a very, very honest way.
It was like an accelerant in that sense because the projection was somewhat cautious. Fair to say?
So, yeah, for the office market, while we are projecting some kind of pressure only in 2021 onwards because of supply issues, I think this COVID has basically brought the whole cycle forward, the downward cycle forward, while for the retail market, definitely both retailers and landlords are going to struggle.
So, Desmond, what I want to understand is you've just given us this figure of 10% in terms of weakness. What does that really mean? What's the multiplier effect overall for the sector?
Well, I think in the landlord's point of view, what I want to say, 10% is a ballpark figure before we confirm it for our forecast.
Okay.
But from what's going on in COVID, how long it's going to last, everything, I think we're going to revisit our crystal ball a lot more times. So, but what we're saying is also both for office landlords and for retail landlords, touching the first line of rental would be the last resort.
Okay.
Well, they are willing to go out there to give rebates, to give marketing expenses and all that. This is a one-off expense that it comes from a different portion of the profit and loss, P&L. So to touch the rentals is the last thing they want to do. And now that the government has also offered some helping hand to be passed on to the landlords, that will also help them as well.
Okay, but they have to actually, the landlords then have to pass on the helping hand or spread the love to the tenants, and that can be a problem. What are you hearing personally?
Well, I think the key thing is they're strongly encouraged. I think before that, with the first package, I think when there's a word qualifying commercial property, everybody's wondering who qualifies for it.
Sure.
But this time around, I think it is more certain and the measures are more broad-based. Anything that's non-residential, you definitely get at least 3% off your rent, which is 30% off your property tax.
So, Desmond, what's your overall feeling about the supplementary budget last week? Are you encouraged then?
Definitely encouraging. I mean, it's encouraging both for individuals. So it's a job-saving budget. And at the same time, it's a business-saving budget. Definitely, it is encouraging. Business savings, let's not just focus on property tax. I think the wage credit scheme does a lot of good to the operational expenses, especially for savings individuals' jobs.
This morning, we're speaking with Desmond Sim, Head of Research Southeast Asia at CBRE. Of course, we're talking about the property outlook for the year amid this COVID-19 crisis. Desmond, big question for you with regard to this supplementary budget. Do you think anything else was missing for specifically the property sector?
Well, specifically the property sector, let's not forget that the property sector, especially for developers of residential, they are very much affected first by the supply chain disruption and, of course, the manpower crunch. So with that, I think they would face problems all the way ahead into their construction time. So I think a lot of developers are trying to lobby to prevent, to get a better leeway for a longer construction time or even a longer period for their ABSD penalties.
Right.
But yet again, this is we need to address the matter first. So okay. I think we will leave the specific players down to the smaller committee of suppliers.
Okay.
Let's talk about commercial leasing. What's the outlook for commercial leasing right now, given all the scenarios that are playing out?
Well, I think commercial leasing, there is still some inquiries going on. However, they're kicking the can down the road because it's hard to get a viewing. It's hard to get, especially dealing with a multinational company. It's hard to get decisions made. So I think the key theme that I've been hearing across my brokers in my company, I think downsizing has been a very, very key theme. And at the same time, with downsizing, I think a lot of firms, if they can choose to renew, they'll choose to renew.
Yeah, actually, I've been hearing that anecdotally on the sidelines as well about some small companies that are just going out of business as well. Are there any sectors in particular that, from your standpoint, you see are being affected more than others?
Well, I think the secondary line after hospitality and retail, I think these are the sectors that are definitely highly affected. And of course, a lot of them are actually the big global financial houses as well. So frankly speaking, if you are trying to relocate, good luck getting an approval from your CFO to get CAPEX. I think they'll just ask you to amortize your current fit-out and your rents a little bit further.
Wow. Desmond, talking about hotels, since you mentioned hospitality, what are you seeing right now and what would you advise? Do you think it's sustainable for these hotels to offer broad discounts for the next 6 months, for example, or people even planning weddings, banquets and whatnot? Or should they just stick to their current pricing?
Well, I think as much as they would like to stick to the current pricing, I think it's a fine balance. It's similar between retail. It's a fine balance between occupancy and holding on to value. So when push comes to shove, one of them should go. So I think this lockdown of many, many countries is not a very, very good sign for the hospitality segment. I think this is a bitter pill that they just have to go through over the next couple of months.
It's so interesting that you mentioned the lockdown, actually. One of my curiosities has been we're seeing quite a bit of US dollar strength at the moment. And I've wondered whether all of these currency movements have meant that it will affect the buying of properties, especially when money is coming so cheap. But then you've got lockdowns. So has that had an impact on overseas buying?
Well, it depends on which sector you're talking about. If you're talking about individual buying for residential, that's definitely put on hold because no one's coming in to view the show flats. I think no one buys the property online. So the key thing is that's definitely on hold. However, the impact is that foreign buying has only accounted for 20 to 25%. So I think that will definitely be affected. But if you're talking about institutional buying, key thing in the market is that there is still ample capital in the market. However, the supply out there may not be performing as well. So decisions are definitely being pushed back. No, and at the same time, the interest rates are held low. So holding power is still there.
If you're an investor and you're brave, is it a good time? Is it a good opportunity, actually, with money being so cheap?
Money cheap is one thing. The other thing is that a lot of investors with ample capital are basically their ears are perked up. They're trying to look for distress. However, distress is not a common theme in this market yet because so far a lot of landlords they have deepened their pockets over the last couple of years.
Desmond, to wrap things up, and it can be quite a difficult question, this one, I'd like to get your outlook for the rest of the year. More specifically, in your opinion, when do you think things will pick up for the property market?
Well, I think it's hard to answer that because we do not know how long COVID-19 is going to last, how long am I going to work from home furthermore. One thing I can say that Singapore has got, the fundamentals have not changed. It's just the sentiments have changed. Right, Singapore still holds itself as a safe place for capital markets. No, we still have our strong fundamentals with regards to economy. I think what Singapore does have is a very strong bounce back ability. And that is also something that our finance minister is also prepping us for. No, we should wait through this time. And once the market, if it starts to turn, I think we can bounce back stronger.
Fair point. Desmond Sim, Head of Research, Southeast Asia at CBRE, on the line with us. Desmond, thank you so much. Stay safe and stay healthy, yeah?
You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.